were synchronized in a manner as to enable or to give the former First Lady and her husband the opportunity to escape.
And then third, distorting the Supreme Court decision on the effectivity of the TRO. And this is what the good Justice Secretary is testifying on. So do I get it right? What you're saying, ho, kung ordinary yung decision, walang conspiracy, walang influence ang kahit sino, walang partiality, kahit hindi kayo agree, hindi impeachable yon. Kasi ang dali po kasing humusga dito dahil unpopular si Presidente Arroyo. Could you imagine if she was very popular and 90% of the people wanted her to leave, would we be having this impeachment proceeding? So as senator judges, we have to make that legal distinction. Hindi kami pwede kung ano popular lang, dun po kami. No? So I'm trying to find out what makes it betrayal of public trust. So what you're saying is, number one, it's the partiality that which you will show with the dissenting opinion and the testimony of this witness.
That's correct.
And then yung pong distorting and yung pong giving a chance to escape are conclusions based on the actions and on the partiality.
Hindi, yung distortion po, pinaliwanag yan eh. Maliwanag po yan sa dissenting opinion ni Justice Sereno. Yung butuhan, isang bawa.
Meron po yun sa dissenting opinion, pero may sagot din po kasi ang defense sa kanilang answer. And kung i-compare namin, halimbawa po, no, kahapon nag-decide ang Senate President na hindi tatanggapin ang ebidensya tungkol dun sa free tickets. Collegial body po kami. Wala po sa amin tumayo, even if some of us may have disagreed or agreed. Pero, and of course, the Senate President has a lot of influence on us. Although pare-pareho kaming senador, he is the Senate President. But do you feel a case only against him and not the whole Senate? Yung po ang sinasabi nung defense that we want clarified because marami din punta nung... So are you saying that there was a conspiracy here and the leader of the conspiracy is the Senate is the Chief Justice kasi siya nag-influence sa iba? So are we also going to hold the others accountable? Kasi ang nag-issue ng TRO, yung majority. Mr. President, just a 30-second extension.
Go ahead. I'll give you 2 minutes.
Thank you, sir. Yung binabalikan ko lang, klaro po sa akin na yun yung partiality at yung sinabi pong dalawa, but yung question ko po ng ang mali ba sa i-issue ng TRO ay yung Chief Justice lang ho ba? O lahat ng justice na pumirma?
Mamari pong yung ibang justice din, pero sa ngayon po, ang ating pinag-delitis dito ay yung Chief Justice.
Okay.
Sabagat, yung pong mga nakasulat sa dissenting opinion ni Justice Sereno, eh yung mga ginawa o the acts done by the Chief Justice were apart from certain acts which were together with the other justices.
The reason
there were certain acts that were his own.
And
that were so clear.
You have outlined that, and in your summation, you will outline that. But the reason this is so important to us, sir, is because some of these cases, including the show cause, including this TRO, including the PASAF case, these are pending before the Supreme Court. So maraming nagtatanong. So kung hindi mo gusto ang desisyon, at marami kang kaibigan na congressman, pwede bang ang gawin mo appeal via impeachment? No, meaning, pailan mo ng impeachment, i-discuss natin yung kaso dito. On the other hand, wala ngang appeal sa Supreme Court. Your only remedy against Supreme Court justices if they betray the public trust is to go to impeachment court. So I also agree that we can call some of them here or we can look at the documents, etc. But I want the defense, the prosecution, to show us very clearly, no, what makes it different. What makes it different when it's an ordinary case na erroneous na dapat hindi pasukan ng impeachment, and when, no, it has reached a point that the only redress of our people to deal with the actions of certain justices or maybe a division or one of them is to go into an impeachment process. You have answered some of the questions, but I think that's so important because ang dami po nagsasabi na ongoing yung cases na yan, but you dinidiscuss and everything.
Mr. Senator, there will be time for us to put all together the bits and pieces of evidence in order that we could present a clear picture of the partiality which in our theory is betrayal of public trust. when we come to the summation, hopefully
I will patiently wait for that, sir.
Yeah, because the bits of evidence are there to be put together.
Yes.
You cannot take one act, questionable act of the Chief Justice or any associate justice in isolation.
Well sir, yeah. I take your together. I appreciate your answer na linawan po ako ng konti. I was hoping kasi na i-represent nyo yung excessive entanglement kasi tingin ko nakakabit yun dito eh. Kasi kung ipapakita mo gaano kalapit kay Presidente Arroyo, ang Chief Justice and then ang kasunod kung ano, but since hindi nyo na-present yon, pero hindi naman kayo nag-flip-flop, no? Nag-decide lang kayo na huwag i-present yon. That's why medyo pinangunahan ko lang ng konti kasi we have a tendency na kung saan saan napupunta minsan important issues, no, dito. That's why I stood up to clarify this. And also, concerns ng defense to eh. Ilang beses na nila tinanong na ongoing yung case eh. And we have to be careful. After this impeachment, we still have to give all respect sa Supreme Court. But let me stop there, sir.
Just a last word, Mr. Senator.
Yes.
With the indulgence of the presiding officer, Senator President, hindi na po namin kailangang ipakita kung gaano kalapit si Ginang Corona sa dating Pangulo. May mga katibaya po kami, documentary pa, na magpapakita, ipapagtibay kung gaano kalapit mismo si Chief Justice Corona.
But sir, we cannot take judicial notice of closeness of the Chief Justice kay President Arroyo. And kanina po, sinabi po ng kasama nyo dito, hindi nyo na i-represent yung excessive entanglement. So ako, pag nag-review ako ng files nito bago ako gumawa ng decision, hindi ko pwedeng tingnan yung decision nyo lang.
Hindi, ang sinasabi ko po, meron kaming ebidensya
na
ipapakita
po
kung gaano kalapit mismo si Chief Justice Corona
okay.
sa dating Pangulo.
If you're going to present that, then I'll
wait for
that. But I was just saying, kanina po kasi ang understanding ko, yung excessive entanglement, kung tawagin nyo, ay hindi na ipapakita. But of course, even if he's very, very close, normal naman na i-appoint ng presidente yung close sa kanya. Hindi normal na yung appoint ng presidente yung kalaban niya. So you still have to show a link that closeness led to partiality. On that point, Mr. President, thank you for the extension, and may I take this opportunity also to thank the Senate President and Senator Gringo for what they did in 1986, because it's February 22 today and we have not forgotten, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Thank you, but that is in the past. We're looking towards the future.
Mr. President. Before we are overtaken by before we are overtaken by the lateness of the hour, may we start with the cross examination, Mr. President?
The defense counsel may cross if he wishes.
Okay, Your Honor. Just a couple of questions, Your Honor.
Proceed.
On the assumption that he will be granted to continue at tomorrow's hearing, Your Honor.
Proceed.
All right. Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, Madam Secretary.
Good afternoon, sir.
It's nice to see you around.
Same here.
Now, once upon a time, this representation was also a Secretary of Justice, the department you are now handling. And I have gone over the powers and prerogatives of the Secretary, pursue one to the administrative code that you have mentioned.
Yes, sir.
I did not see in there any power or function granted to the Secretary to review, much less reverse, any decision of the Supreme Court. Do you agree with me?
Yes, Your Honor, definitely not. No such power.
Yes. And this is because of the hierarchy in our governmental setup, is it not?
Yes, Your Honor.
Insofar as the Judicial Department is concerned, the head is the Supreme Court, and on top of that is the Chief Justice.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now,
yes, sir.
Do you know of any branch of the government that can go deep by way of constitutional function into examining the decisions or orders of the Supreme Court?
None in the if you're talking about decisions of the Supreme Court,
go ahead, please.
Then it's only the Supreme Court.
Of course. So there is no governmental function or machinery that can dig deeper into the wisdom, validity, and correctness or constitutionality of any decision of the Supreme Court.
Yes, in the exercise of its judicial review.
All right. Now, is there any function allotted to the executive department whereby it can review, even in a minor sense, the decision or orders of the Honorable Supreme Court?
Reviewing the decisions and orders of the Supreme Court? Also none, because the Supreme Court is...
And you must agree with me that this is embodied in several decisions already, like the Borromeo, the Malabang versus Court of Appeals case, whereby a party litigant lost his case in Negros, went to the Court of Appeals, the decision was also in favor of his opponent, went to the Supreme Court and it was denied. Filed a motion for reconsideration, the motion is denied. So what he did was to go to the office of the president and filed an administrative case against the members of the Supreme Court. And that was dismissed by the Supreme Court. Do you recall that case?
Well, I don't exactly recall that case, but the principle involved...
Yeah, but there was a... I'm sorry. Kindly go ahead.
The principle involved, I'm familiar with.
All right. And there was a dictum in there stating that there is no authority or governmental setup in our system of government that even the office of the president can review, much less reverse, any decision of the Supreme Court. Am I right?
Yes, Your Honor, in the exercise of this
You recognize
review.
That?
Yes, Your Honor.
In the governmental setup, necessarily the Supreme Court is higher than the any of the departments of the executive department.
The judiciary, the Supreme Court, is a co-equal branch.
Yeah, insofar as the departments are concerned. Right?
Yes, Your Honor.
But how... I'm referring to the other cabinet... cabinet of the president, or the departments under the president, are they co-equal with this? Is that what you wanted to tell us?
Well, the departments or the executive offices under the office of the president, they all form part of the executive department.
Correct.
So they have the executive department, all executive officers have their respective powers and prerogatives in the exercise of the executive power, and the executive branch of government happens to be a co-equal branch of government.
And in the distribution of powers under the Constitution, it is not the cabinet member or the department officials that are on level with the judiciary, is it not?
Well,
it is the president or the chief executive.
The officers under the executive department, or specifically the cabinet secretaries, they are considered the alter egos
right.
of the president.
Right. Now, if that is so, why could there be a dispute relative to the validity of the resolution of the Honorable Supreme Court in connection with the issuance of hold order by a secretary of the department or secretary of the president?
There is an issue because of the propriety of the TRO. As I explained earlier, responding to the question of the Honorable Presiding Officer, we are questioning the propriety of the TRO because it violates or it went against or goes against the very essence of a TRO.
And after your challenge against the TRO had been resolved, is there any alternative left to any member of the cabinet to disobey the order ruling of the Supreme Court, irrespective of the nobility of purpose on the part of the secretary?
Yes, if there is a final ruling on the issue of the validity of the TRO, then we will have no choice but to adhere to the TRO, because that would be a final ruling of the Supreme Court, and we cannot reverse the Supreme Court on that matter.
I understand that in this case there was a ruling already insofar as the TRO is concerned, is it not?
Yes, Your Honor, that was November 18.
Yes, and that had never been amended, much less repealed or revoked as of this time, is it not?
No, Your Honor, because it denied precisely the motion to lift and or motion for reconsideration of the November 15, 2011 TRO.
And the motion to lift was denied?
The motion to lift was denied in the resolution of November 18.
And it means To us, it means therefore that the TRO stands as it is.